Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hey, we're here on Berg Vivant to talk about My Fair Lady. I'm Mike Bizzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady.
Hello.
There you go. We both saw My Fair Lady down at the Pittsburgh Public Theater, down the O'Reilly Theater. And it was the regular Lerner and Loeb classic production of My Fair Lady. And if people aren't familiar, Henry Higgins takes a girl, an innocent Cockney flower girl.
On a bet.
And turns her into an elegant young woman.
Because he is this very pompous,
yes,
self-proud professor who believes he knows everything about linguistics and semantics.
Correct.
And he could take, what did he call her, gutter snipe?
Yes.
And turn her into...
He calls her a lot of things.
Yeah, he wasn't very nice about
nice
the way
person,
he treated her.
But he was played
Mr.
excellently
oh, yes.
by Benjamin Howells.
Yes, he was.
And Kimberly Doreen Burns does a marvelous Eliza Doolittle. The talent in this show is phenomenal. It's a great... They're Lerner and Loeb. I remember a few years ago, Public did Camelot, which was also Lerner
yes.
and Loeb. It was one of the best things I've ever seen there. It really... The Public does Lerner and Loeb right.
And I think this production, speaking about Eliza,
mm-hmm.
her voice truly brought me to tears. I could not believe that a human being, I was in the presence of a human being that could make those beautiful sounds come from her body. You know, when I sing, it's like a duck. And this was like heavenly sounds, angelic. It was, her voice just sent chills up and down my spine. She was amazing.
Yeah, and there are a lot of familiar songs in this show, which
oh, of
are
course.
Great for like, I think the audience that knows the show, I think it's, you know, very appreciative. We jumped up to standing ovation. Everybody did.
That was the longest standing ovation the night I went. We went different nights. The night I went was the longest standing ovation I have seen in a theater in Pittsburgh. People
wow.
jumped up and clapped and clapped and clapped. They wouldn't stop,
oh,
including me. And my hands started to hurt, and I took a break.
I'm
and
a
then
light
I'd
clapper.
Join in again when other people were kind of...
I'm like, okay.
No,
I'm
was,
done. I gotta go.
I was very enthusiastic about it. And the man that played her father, who's...
Oh, yes. He was terrific.
Me, he was hilarious. You'll find it.
I just read it.
Daniel Krell as the Bulgarian professor.
Daniel Krell
wasn't on the stage.
Zoltan Karpathy.
He made me laugh so hard. And I'm not used to My Fair Lady being like hilarious. And at that point, it really was.
When Daniel Krell was on stage,
he
it
was
hilarious.
Great.
It was also hilarious when Eliza's father was on stage.
Yes.
He
was terrific.
I have to look at his picture.
And I love the choreography. My gosh. Ted Pappas did the choreography. It was amazing. They had these big, big dance scenes that just
Bill
so
Nolte.
Many people, you can't find them.
No, Bill Nolte.
Bill
played,
Nolte.
Bill Nolte played... Henry, no, I'm sorry, the
Eliza's
father.
Father.
And it's a hilarious role. It's probably the funniest songs. Get to Me to the Church on Time.
That was really funny.
A really funny song, well choreographed. Excellent. This is definitely a show where they say there are no small roles because there is a character who is in love with Eliza, and he's played by a gentleman named Joe Jackson. He has a solo song, and he's terrific in it. He's absolutely terrific in it. He's not in the show all that much.
No, but
he's
a side character. Wonderful, lovesick little puppy.
Yes.
That just was happy to be on this sidewalk.
On the same street,
where she lived. And he did it so innocently and sweetly. It was really memorable. But I have to say, My Fair Lady, you know, we've all seen it over and over and over. And I was shocked at this production and how over the top fabulous it was. And I would call it My Excellent Lady because...
My Excellent Lady.
Everything about it, the costumes were spectacular.
I liked Michael Schweikart's scenic design.
Yes.
Excellent stage work. You know what though? If the public does anything right, it is scenic design. They are always above the line with their scenic design, more than any other show I've ever...
You don't mean if they do anything right. You mean the many things they do right.
Of the many things they do right. No, I do mean... if there are shows that I haven't cared for, the scenic design has been excellent. But this was a fun show. It's a little long, but
I didn't think it was long at all.
I think because of the I think because when you know a show, like a Learn or Know show... And you know what's coming, you're sort of just kind
anticipating it.
So I can see that lull for some people, and I can see that it is definitely an older crowd I think the older audience does appreciate the show more. It's not a very forward-thinking show, but it's really well done for the kind of show that it is, don't you think?
No, it's not cutting edge. It's not
right. It's not avant-garde.
It's nothing
kind of
like that.
But it's a perfect night to theater to take your mom.
It's a masterpiece. No, not your mom. I would take my teenage daughter if I had one.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the theatrical masterpieces, and it was done so well. I can't imagine anywhere, any theater doing it better. Can you?
That is high praise.
I
can't see anybody doing that. There was. Many great performers. Even side characters, like I said, Andrew Swackheimer.
Susie McGregor Lane. Susie McGregor Lane.
Yes. Yeah, she, you know, it's not a large role, but, you know, she makes the most of it. They all made the most of their roles. The chorus stood out. Like you said, choreography. It is perfectly well done. It is, it's not your standard fare.
No, I don't think so either.
Yes. Go see My Fair Lady at the Public. It's on the street where I live.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.